I would definitely look online for a biological dentist. You want to make sure that they're certified. You'll know if they treat patients in a different manner. But I will say that's not everything. After all of this, I now have a standard dentist, my first female dentist, which I love. And she listens to me and respects me. And even though they use fluoride in the office and I don't, they are very respectful of my wishes and don't make me feel stupid about it, which I think is a really big thing.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. So today we're going to be talking with Amber MacDonald, and I have met her through hair tissue mineral analysis. I would say masterminding, for lack of a better term with that. And she is a nutritional therapy practitioner. She specializes in hair tissue mineral analysis. She's so good with it. And she is actually talking about teeth in this episode. So she has been through such an insane story when it comes to her dental health. And it is very cool to hear her draw the connections of root canals and fillings and cavitations and how that can actually be contributing to your chronic fatigue, chronic gut issues, and just how this whole body is connected in ways you really wouldn't imagine. So she does talk about the mineral patterns that you're going to see, but I think the most important part here is just hearing the transformation with her, because she did have Lyme disease. And she'll tell you she had 6 root canals, and it took years to make the connection. And it's literally, I'm not going to spoil it, but you are never, ever going to believe what they found in her tooth when they pulled out the tooth, 2 of the teeth that had root canals in them. Your mind will be blown. So without further ado, enjoy this episode. Okay, ladies, we are back with an episode that I am so excited to talk about. So I have actually been wanting to do this episode for almost 2.5 years now, and it's just really tricky to find somebody that has experience in this area, but also can talk about it from a personal lived through experience, and that is teeth issues and chronic health issues. And I know that you don't think those go together, because every time I've brought this up to a client, they look at me like I grow 5 heads at one time. But there is a very, very strong connection. If you have like root canals, cavitations, like you've had teeth pulled, anything like that can actually be playing a really big role in your chronic health issues. So I'm so excited to have Amber come on. Amber, I met through hair tissue mineral analysis masterminding stuff. I don't even know what to call it. So we're just going to call it that. And she shared her story the other day on Instagram about going through this. And I was like, Amber, you need to come talk about this because it's so important. So can we just jump right into like what happened when you found out like your teeth issues were causing your health issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I need to start with a little brief introduction to my teeth in childhood. I was one of those kids that I was really healthy growing up. My parents were hippies. We would eat from the garden. Did not grow up eating a lot of meat, though, I will say that. So definitely from as a kid, I had issues, dental issues, a lot of cavities. So of course, you know, my age, I had some amalgam fillings. So
yeah. Okay.
We know that that definitely gives me some mercury exposure.
Yep.
Fast forward to after I had 3 babies, my teeth started falling apart. I had hyperemesis, so I was throwing up all the time during my pregnancy. So I definitely had some enamel issues, and I just started having to get root canal after root canal. So 6 root canals later, my health was just getting worse and worse. There were other factors too. There was Lyme. There was a traumatic divorce in there. So there was a lot of stress.
Yeah.
But my health really tanked after I started getting those root canals. And that was, I guess, in about 2006 that all started. So it wasn't until 2020 that I started getting my root canals removed.
Did it take that long to make that connection of this is connected to my teeth?
Sort of. So I had been really sick with Lyme. That was diagnosed 2011 or 12, I think. So I did a lot of things when I was healing from Lyme. I had all my amalgam fillings removed.
Okay.
Not with a biodentist. So don't do that. And once I realized that I needed to see a biological dentist, I realized, oh yeah, there's a lot of issues. They did the cone beam scan and
That's so interesting. I have had quite a few clients either come to me like just after having their tooth, like everything fixed, and they're like, this made such a difference. But now like I still have to fix the rest of my issues that like went out of whack for the past so many years. Or they'll get it done like somewhere in the process of working together, because it's kind of a process, like, you know, to find a good dentist in your area, and then you have to go in, and sometimes it's covered by insurance, sometimes it's not covered by insurance. And as with all things with health, you know, a lot of times the things you really need and want aren't actually covered. So you said you started out with a non-biological dentist, right? So would you recommend that?
Not necessarily. He was someone that was recommended by my naturopathic doctor, and she said that he was aware of how to remove the amalgam filling. So this is before I went to nutrition school, before I worked in functional medicine, and I trusted her. So I went and did it. I still don't know if that was okay or not. I've never seen a big mercury dump on my hair test, but of course it could have happened before I was using HDMA.
Yeah.
You know, that's just beside the point. I don't believe that I have a lot of mercury built up in my brain, but I know that it was definitely an issue.
Yeah, gosh. So then what made you pivot to the biological dentist to get the root canals out?
I think just starting to work in functional medicine. I went to nutrition school in 2019, really when my health crashed. I'd healed from Lyme, but I had another big health crash. And I learned about this and I thought, oh my gosh. And I learned that Lyme disease could be in those cavitations. It could be living in biofilm in my mouth.
Gross.
I know. It was really just kind of, once you start thinking about it, you just can't stop. And you're like, I wonder if that will help me. I wonder if that's part of my issue where I can't get completely well.
Yeah. Especially if you have like, if you're someone that's had really bad teeth, I feel like that also kind of tells you like, okay, there's been some health issues for a while. Like people are like, oh, it's just genetics. And I'm like, okay, your genetics set you up. But there's a lot more going on here. And so if your teeth, you know, if you've had even not even just root canals, but like, have you had a lot of fillings? And then I'm going to tell you, I am astounded at how many like bad dentists there are out there. Okay, if you're a dentist, I am so sorry, but like my experience with dentists has been horrific. And it's like I have had dentists like, I mean, they like the whole like pain scale, like I've been numbed wrong. I've like literally had a dental hygienist one time. You know that thing that holds your mouth together or holds your mouth open? And it's like connected to a wire. She stepped on it when it was in my mouth and it like rips everything out. She goes, I've never done that in my entire career. And I'm like, did you just start today? But yeah. So anyways, like when you started going into that, like, how did you find somebody that you trusted? Like, where do you go for that?
Yeah. So I live in New Hampshire, Southern New Hampshire. We're pretty close to Boston. You would think there'd be a lot of great biodentists around here. There's really not. I found a place that was in Massachusetts. I'm not going to mention names because I ended up doing all my work there and didn't leave very happily after 4 years. I don't feel like I was treated very well. I think in my experience, a lot of dentistry is based on a money. Unfortunately, and not really like care about the patients. So I know there's a lot of people with a similar story there. I hear a lot of stories about dental PTSD and dental trauma. And everyone's always kind of embarrassed to mention that. And I tell them, like, I have the same. I have to take all kinds of, like, homeopathic supports before I even go get a cleaning, just because of the, you know, everything that has happened in my history. So I really just want to acknowledge that if anybody listening to this is feeling embarrassed or weird about being afraid to start the process, that is completely normal. And it's a real thing. And definitely, you know, speak up and get some support there.
Yeah. Even if I hear, if you hear like the sounds from the dental office, I'm like, whew. I don't like the dentist. Okay. So do you have any, because I know you've probably had to send clients there to like find dentists. Like, what are your tips for looking for a good dentist?
Yeah. So I would definitely look online for a biological dentist. You want to make sure that they're certified. You'll know if they treat patients in a different manner. But I will say that's not everything. After all of this, I now have a standard dentist who, she's a female. So I think she's probably my first female dentist, which I love. And she listens to me and respects me. And even though they use fluoride in the office and I don't, you know, they are very respectful of my wishes and don't make me feel stupid about it, which I think is a really big thing. So yeah, definitely meet with the dentist first, I would say. Don't sign up and start doing things until you know and you're confident and comfortable with them.
Yeah, I have to kind of agree with you there. It's like you always feel stupid at the dentist because they'll be like, you don't want fluoride. Do you know what fluoride does for you? And I'm like, yeah, it kills my thyroid.
Exactly. There's other options.
Like, that's why I don't want it. Okay, so let's come back now. So what would make somebody look into this in the first place? Okay. Is it just if you've ever had a root canal, if you've ever had a cavity, if you've ever had a filling, like, is this something you should look into? Like, what happens in the mouth? Let's go back.
Yeah.
You guys know that you can actually make your caffeine intake of the day give you glowier skin. And that is exactly what matcha is going to do for you. Now, don't turn it off yet, because let me tell you, I used to hate matcha. I thought it tasted like grass. And about, I would say 2.5 years ago, I tried Peak Matcha, and they actually have ceremonial grade matcha, which, to be honest, I had tried other brands before, still thought they tasted like grass. But I tried the Peak Sun Goddess Matcha Tea, and it is so good. It is so, so, so good. It does not taste like grass. It is very subtle and kind of almost, I would say, slightly sweet. And I've always wanted to like matcha because of the benefits, but I wasn't going to drink something that tasted disgusting. So when I came across Peak, that's the matcha that I've been living my best life with. But it actually can play a massive role in supporting your skin. So Peak actually has the Radiant Skin Duo, which comes with matcha and their BT Fountain Beauty Electrolyte. And I want to share how this is going to literally change the game for you. Okay, so matcha, the main reason why I wanted to start drinking it and loving it was because it actually has L-theanine in it. So that promotes calm and balance. So if you're somebody that has skin issues, especially related to stress, this is going to be a good caffeine support for you. But a lot of people who get anxiety or just stress from caffeine in general, they're going to really like matcha. It has chlorophyll, which supports skin clarity, EGCG, which firms and brightens your skin. But you guys know I really care about testing, and Peak is very, very transparent. And their matcha is 100% organic, ceremonial grade, and quadruple toxin screened. That means that they're testing for mycotoxins, they're testing for pesticides, they're testing for heavy metals. And then same thing with their BT Fountain Beauty Electrolyte. It has testing in there to make sure it doesn't have heavy metals, doesn't have mycotoxins, doesn't have the pesticides, which is really important. The citric acid in there is sourced typically from most companies from corn, but from Peak, it's actually sourced from fermented cassava root. And so it's 100% allergen free, which I think, again, I love the transparency. But you guys, this isn't just an electrolyte. It actually has clinically proven ceramides to improve skin elasticity and hyaluronic acid to support that youthful glow. But it tastes phenomenal. It tastes so, so good. It kind of reminds me of a tangy pink lemonade almost. It's phenomenal. You guys will be obsessed with the taste. And you can actually get 20% off both of them, off the Radiant Skin Duo, plus the free starter kit. You just have to go through this link, okay? There's no code. You have to go through the link. Just go to peaklife.com/BHN. So that's going to be PIQUELIFE.com/BHN to claim your duo.
Definitely. So the first thing that I want to say is don't take this on if you can't handle it right now. If you are so stressed out that that's just like, oh my gosh, it's an expensive and stressful process. It can be. It takes a long time. Nothing is going to happen overnight. You know, it took me about 4 years to get 6 root canals taken out and I'm still not done. I still have an empty hole.
Afterwards, did I put like a fake tooth in?
Yeah. So that's a whole other process of what I did after. Okay. So I would definitely look into a biological dentist if you have amalgam fillings. We know how dangerous leaky amalgam fillings are. The potential there is really impactful for health just because there could be mercury in there. And that's so close to your head. Your head is filled with all these nerves and the mercury can go right up to your brain and mercury does like the brain. So I definitely think that that's really a big one. And the other one is root canals, just because they have the possibility to be hiding so many biofilms, toxins, pathogens. And if you're someone that's chronically ill and you're doing all the things, or you've done a lot of things and you have a health history like this with some weird dentistry things, I would definitely at least look into it. Get a cone beam scan. You know, that's a good place.
What is that?
A cone beam scan. It's a special CAT scan. It almost looks like when they do a panoramic x-ray of you, but they're looking at different things so they can see if you have cavitations. It can look deeper than a regular x-ray for infections. It can also check airway. So that's a good one too.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on the PTSD from the dentist. This is something I've just like pushed off for so long because I hate the dentist. I've been to so many dentists just for like regular cleanings and it's always a horrific experience.
Yeah.
And I'm like, obviously I can't do it now while I'm pregnant. And there's not, if you find anything, you can't do anything while you're nursing either. So it's kind of like, I just haven't bit the bullet. I don't really have any symptoms or anything like that, but I'm interested in sending my husband there because he actually has gotten an infection in a root canal and it was the original dentist's fault because of how like he did the root canal. I mean, he got the infection probably 2 years later is when it came to the surface. And the dentist that he saw that then fixed everything said that actually like you can have an infection in your root canal and it could take years before it comes to the surface. And I was like, that's disgusting. Like you have an infection that close to your brain, just like living, chilling. It's like, no wonder people can't get rid of their health issues when they have infections sitting in their teeth.
Right. That's a little bit how mine started. I had a regular dentist. This was January 2020. And I had a regular cleaning and she said, oh, your gum is really irritated over here. And it was by 2 root canals that I'd had since 2006. So 14 years later, it's a long time for an infection. So she used some periodontal thing under my gum and she didn't take an x-ray. And I went home that weekend and my lymph node just blew up. The whole side of my neck was just all blown up. So I called, I went back, the dentist looked at it, they did an x-ray and they said, oh, you need to have a revision of your root canal. They're going to have to take the gum down and just revise it like from the side of your gum. And, you know, by this time I was in nutrition school and I'm like, this is not right. I need to find a biological dentist. So I went on that whole rabbit hole. And from there, I had those 2 teeth, and the root canals and the teeth just taken out. 2 weeks later, actually, I think it was more like 10 days. It was not long. That did not go well either. That was kind of a they basically crumbled when they had to be removed. It was really infected.
That's horrible. So then did they just, do you have like just an empty socket that they left, or what did they do after that?
I did for a little bit, but it took a long time to heal because they had to, I don't know how deep and gross you want me to get here.
Okay, let's get deep and gross. I have people need to hear this. Right.
Yeah, I know. Like there's no TMI with me and I just want to make sure, same with you. So they actually had to drill quite a bit of jawbone.
Ow.
So that was a really long healing process. I eventually did have two implants put in, but it took me over a year to have those put in, partially because of COVID and everything being shut down. It took a little bit longer, but yeah.
But also like, cause the jawbone probably had a, I don't know, re-heal, grow, all of the things.
Yeah. So they can do a couple of things to make it heal faster. Some dentists use PRP or platelet-rich plasma, where they take some of your blood and spin it and put it back in. So I've also had like a collagen implant in there. I've had bone grafts done where they use, it's usually like bovine.
Yeah.
Bone. Yep. So all of those can help with healing. And then of course, you know, on the side, I was eating a good diet and just supporting my body naturally as best I could.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay. So we had two root canals out. Did you start noticing a difference? I'm just curious, like in your health, like after you got the infection ones out?
Yeah. So those two I had taken out and I had had this numbness from my shoulder to my wrist. And that immediately went away. It was like a constant numbness and tingling. And it wasn't that I couldn't feel my hand, but it felt like it was, you know, when you have a limb that's falling asleep.
Yes.
It felt a little bit like that, like at the start of it.
Okay.
So as soon as I had those taken out, that stopped. And that was really great.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense if it's like an infection going. Can you imagine though, like if that would have gone like up to your brain? Oh my Lanta.
I know.
That's scary.
Yeah. Check out the meridian chart. So that's really interesting because you can see the energy meridians, what teeth are connected to what organs in your body. And mine were mostly like intestinal things. And I did always have a lot of GI issues. So that rang true for me. But I think that's really interesting to people that you can kind of connect the dots between organ systems, energy, and what tooth it relates to.
Well, I mean, I think that just like on a practical level, like your body is fighting an infection. Like how is it going to fight all the other things that you have going on when it's literally fighting an infection every single day? You know, just on like a practical standpoint, I think sometimes we forget that, like, especially with my like mold clients or my Lyme clients, like when they get sick, it's so much harder when they get sick. And I'm like, well, your body's trying to fight 25 million things right now. Like, let's give it a little bit of a break. You're not just fighting a cold. Like, you're also trying to like fight off Bartonella or whatever co-infections you have, you know? So that's so crazy. Okay. So cone beam scan. Can you explain to me what a cavitation is?
Yeah. So it's basically the most common time you'll hear about this is when somebody has their root canals or their wisdom teeth removed. So it basically is just like an empty area. And if that doesn't heal fully or someone just has other pathogens, that can tend to have some bacteria and just be a breeding ground for biofilm.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually did not have any issues with my wisdom teeth removal. For my cone beam scan, which was a good thing because that's a whole other surgery with the cavitation. When you have an issue and you have to have cavitation surgery, that's different. I haven't done it. So no personal experience there, but I was happy that I didn't need to have that done.
Yeah, no kidding. This is where I'm grateful. Like I didn't have all my wisdom teeth. Like my mom didn't either. So I was like, okay, cool. Don't have to have those taken out because they don't exist. So biofilm, if people, because we keep bringing up that word, biofilm, if people don't know what biofilm is, I like to think about biofilm as like the armor for parasites and bacteria and candida and H. pylori. It's how all of these disgusting gut bugs and bacteria communicate, but it's also how they protect themselves. So it's kind of like you have to get rid of the biofilm, like the protection mechanism, before you can get rid of the nasty, nasty things.
Absolutely. I had a doctor that I worked for that he used to call biofilm. He used to liken it to almost like a candy apple with that really hard outer shell that was super protective. And everything could hide in there. And, you know, some antibiotics are resistant. So,
yeah. This is wildly off topic, but recently I just cannot tell you the amount of GI maps I've had come back with people having antibiotic resistant genes. Like, all of them. Mm. Like, I'm telling you, I have run a lot of GI maps. And up until this last year, there's been like a handful that have antibiotic resistant genes. Yeah. And now it's like every other one.
Interesting. Overused, I guess.
I'm assuming. Yeah. It's like a lot of, you know, I feel like last year there was a lot of like strep. There was a lot of strep. So I'm kind of wondering if like maybe that's why like they just had. And then the other pattern though is a lot of these people have had Lyme in the past. So I'm kind of like maybe they were put on so many antibiotics for Lyme that it just kind of, you know, ruined that out. All right. So we're interviewing our doctor. Then we find a doctor, hopefully, go in for a cone beam scan. And then what's next? I mean, I guess it's kind of up to the dentist, right?
Yeah, definitely. So they can make a plan to remove it. And you're removing the tooth, but you're also removing the root canal. And I think it's important to explain what a root canal is. It's basically a dead tooth in your head. So it's a tooth, but it's got no pulp. It's got no nerves. Those have been all removed, but they'll make a plan to remove that. And then oftentimes they do have to remove some of the surrounding bone if it's infected or, you know, if it's just not...
It just sounds so painful.
Yeah. So definitely you need lots of minerals and collagen as you're healing. Lots of bone broth.
Yeah, no kidding. So that was my next question, because you do so much with HTMA. Amber is actually one of the, you do a lot of the consults with Vicon, don't you? Or Vicon practitioners and stuff. So what would you say? Okay, let's say somebody is like, okay, maybe this is part of my journey, considering I've been doing all these things. I still have like weird symptoms. I do have root canals. I do, like, maybe I should look into this. What can they start doing? Like, is there specific toothpaste you recommend? Like, I don't know. Like, just give me the rundown. What should they do?
Mushroom cycle syncing to help support hormone balance is really becoming a hot topic. If you haven't listened to episode 173, where we do a deep dive in how you can use cycle syncing with mushrooms to help support balancing hormones naturally, I highly recommend you go listen to that. It was such an incredible episode and you'll learn so much. But I want to tell you how I use this in my follicular and ovulatory phase. So you guys know I use Aversio Wellness mushrooms. I will never use any other mushrooms, and neither will you once you try them, because you'll notice such a difference so quickly that you will know that they're doing everything they're supposed to do, and you will be obsessed and you will love them. But anyways, for my follicular and ovulatory phase, I use their Awaken set. So if you go on their website, Aversio Wellness, you go to the sets, you'll see the Awaken set. And this one you take for, about 2 weeks, follicular and ovulatory phase. And when I first started this, I was committed to giving it the full 3 cycles to seeing a difference before I said, okay, cycle syncing with mushrooms works or it doesn't work. Well, my first cycle using this, my follicular and ovulatory phase, you know, all of those follicular and ovulatory vibes, like more creativity, more energy, it was like they were supercharged. That first cycle, I noticed that difference. So I take the Awaken blend from this set. It's the yellow one. It has the cordyceps, the turkey tail, and the lion's mane. So it's helping with focus. It's helping with immune system. It's helping with energy. It's helping with my body's ATP. It's helping support egg quality. So all around wins. And then at lunchtime, I take their Protect Now, which is the teal bottle that has chaga. And that's so amazing for your gut health. It's so amazing for helping support blood sugar balance. It's an amazing antioxidant. I mean, what a good one to have in this phase. And then at nighttime or dinner time, I take the lion's mane. Now, this is for brain health. It also supports focus. So I'm definitely doing a little bit more work in that phase. So I definitely wanted that at nighttime, but it also helps you detox at nighttime. So this is going to be great for helping support your brain detoxing at nighttime. So they all come in glass bottles when you buy them in that set, which is great. You guys know how I love glass bottles. But then when you want a refill, actually, you can go on their site and they have a great refill system and they will actually send you a refill in pouches that are 100% home compostable, which is a really hard word to say. I don't know why. So that is amazing. So you just have your glass jar. Don't throw it away. Go on their site, order the pouch for the refill. And then when it comes in, just take the pouch, go ahead and put it into your jar so it can look nice and pretty on your countertop. And then they're 100% home compostable. So that's amazing. Go to eversiowellness.com, E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com. Their sets are 10% off. So the Awaken set, you can get 10% off. And then you can stack that, my dears, with the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save an extra 15%, which is incredibly generous. So Awaken set, and use the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save an extra 15% on any products at Eversio Wellness.
Definitely. So I think the first thing is probably not use fluoride. And that's like, you know, that was my first foray into functional medicine, natural health so many years ago. And it was just because I realized it was ruining my thyroid. Yes, it may be like, it can be helpful for teeth, but you're swallowing all of that as well. So I think that would be the first thing to start. And then definitely like thinking about the HTMA, maybe do you want me to talk about patterns I might think about?
Yes, let's talk about that.
Calcium shell. Calcium is in the soft tissue and not in the bones and teeth where it belongs. So that's a huge one. And I had a calcium shell for a long time, not surprisingly. Other patterns I might think of, low minerals overall. So somebody that has had chronic Lyme like I did and mold exposure for a long time, not knowing about mold and mycotoxin illness, you're really depleted in the other main minerals. So high calcium and three lows the rest of the way. So phosphorus is another one. Magnesium, those are super important for.
Do you see it high or low, like phosphorus?
I would say mostly low.
Okay.
Definitely low. And that's not the only reason, of course, that phosphorus can be low, but it's definitely something to be mindful of if you have a lot of dental issues. So yeah, I think those would definitely be my main ones. Toothpastes. I switched over to just something that was fluoride free for a long time. And then I started using some hydroxyapatite. There is some recent new info that hydroxyapatite maybe is not all that it's cracked up to be. I've been using it for years. I don't necessarily want to say brands, but you know, it's like nano, non-nano. Do we like this? Do we not? So I switched to something with xylitol and I was like, oh, wow. Okay. My enamel is wearing away a little bit less. So I think it was not actually right for me, but I know it is really helpful for a lot of people.
I don't want nano. The research I've seen coming out on nano hydroxyapatite, I'm like, I don't want that in my brain. I have found like I need a blend. We've been using Wellness for a really long time because of like it's small particle, but like they do have all the other things in there too, like no glycerin. They have aloe. I think they do have xylitol actually. I use xylitol gum when I'm pregnant and it helps with my nausea.
Oh, that's good. Good to know. I feel like there's probably not a perfect toothpaste. So you're just going to have to play around with it. There's always some ingredient that I don't love. I don't want carrageenan.
We don't want that.
Well, there's always something. And then I have really sensitive teeth, so I can't use like the clay ones or anything with salt in it. That's too abrasive.
Oh, yeah. So you can start a toothpaste company, Amber.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. For sensitive teeth. Okay. What should they do like nutrition or mineral wise support? If they're like, okay, potentially I'm going to have these root canals taken out. Like, obviously I think, you know, anti-inflammatory blood sugar balance, like the basics, but is there anything else they should do?
Definitely. So sugar, you know, definitely minimize that. Something else to keep in mind is anytime you eat, I think anybody that's really focused on dental care and their teeth will tend to want to brush their teeth right after they eat. Please wait at least 30 minutes.
Okay.
Then brush your teeth so your mouth can not be so acidic, because that can damage the enamel. If you brush your teeth too soon after you eat, your mouth is trying to break down the food that you're eating, kind of like your gut with the stomach acid wanting to break down. Your mouth is trying to do the same thing. I didn't mention this, but I actually went to school for dental assisting before I was in functional medicine. So I have a little bit of a random dental background.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I would say that as far as minerals, I think those are super important. Definitely try and run an HTMA test and see what you specifically need. It's so hard to know, but definitely magnesium is one thing that pretty much everyone needs.
Yeah.
And then just diet, really focusing on healthy things. I always, if I have somebody that is doing any sort of oral surgery, I'll always ask them to do Fiji water for a couple weeks after, because it has high silica and that can make your bones heal quickly too. So that, while that's not something we test on the HTMA, it's a good little tip.
Oh, that's so interesting. I have used Fiji water with like pregnant clients who have like high metals before.
Yep.
But that's so interesting with bones healing. I have to like store that in my memory somewhere.
Definitely. That can be good if you have any broken bones or anything like that too. Anything that you're healing from.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. So hair tissue mineral analysis. If you don't do that, at least taste magnesium. I really highly recommend that test. I know like we run it, so we obviously like see all these different patterns and things like that, but I cannot tell you the amount of people who are like, oh no, I take a multi-mineral. I take electrolytes. Like, I support my minerals. I'm like, no, 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 no. Supporting your minerals is not taking electrolytes. Supporting your minerals is figuring out your patterns. And some of these people come in, they take all these electrolytes and their sodium is through the roof. Like, you don't need more sodium. Exactly. So I think testing is just so, so, so important there. What other like wisdom would you like to impart on us when it comes to like teeth and health? Like what would we need to know? Like if I was someone coming to you and I'm like, okay, I've had fatigue and gut issues and my GI map is fine. I like can't figure out what's going on. Like what last words of wisdom would you like to give me?
This is a long journey starting the oral health stuff. It's not perfect. You're never going to find a toxin-free way to do it. Just think about what's going to go in your mouth after you pull all those root canals that you have. So just kind of be at peace with that, that you're not going to be able to find perfection. Really support your nervous system too. I think that's a really big piece of it is to do some nervous system work while you're doing this. You know, energies and emotions, they're attached to every part of our body.
Yeah.
And also be prepared, because something that happens when you go in and you're pulling out old things, infections, you can reinfect yourself with things. So every root canal that I had removed, I was reinfected with Lyme. So I had a Lyme flare, basically. So I think it's really important for people to know that those toxins and pathogens that you think might be gone may be living in the biofilm in your mouth. So you go and stir that up, you can get reinfected. So have a plan in place, be prepared. You know, you want to have your olive leaf for your biocidin, or antibiotics in some cases cannot be avoided. Get your probiotics, have a plan to just manage and mitigate the after effects.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so how can people find you?
Actually, I have to tell you one thing.
Yes.
It is so crazy. You're going to die with this. Two of my teeth had metal files that the original endodontist left in there. So those were sitting in my head for 14 years.
What?
So come to find out, my oral surgeon said, oh, this is kind of uncommon, but we see this once in a while. I was like, well, I actually have one of them. I have the tooth. I took it home with me. I'll find it and I'll send you a picture. Oh, it's got a dental file stuck in there. Yeah. So you can't tell me that the dentist, the endodontist was, you know, working, he's drilling out the tooth pulp and he pulls out his drill like, oh, it's missing something there. You can't tell me that he didn't notice that.
That is like, that's insane. I'm sorry. That's literally insane. And I know there's good dentists out there. I have yet to meet one, but
I have a good one now.
Yeah, I know they're out there, but man, like, there are a lot of bad ones too, which is depressing.
Yeah. I think that's just cutting corners and
Oh my gosh.
So
that's disturbing.
I know. I feel like people wouldn't even believe that, but I actually have the tooth. My oral surgeon was like, weird, but okay. Yeah. You can take it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh. So I would love for people to find me on Instagram.
Okay.
So HTMA is at the heart of my practice, but with my complicated background in health history, I also love to help people with all kinds of other health issues. Just, I have such a compassion, so much compassion for other people walking this walk. It's a long journey. It's really, truly tough, but HTMA is always a great place to start. So I'm on Instagram, Empowered Digestive Health. There's periods in between the words. I have all kinds of dental stories and a highlight there and, any other information. So I'd love people to reach out and just know that they're not alone in this.
It's crazy. Yeah. And Amber does a lot of work with practitioners too. I know you do a lot on the education side, like helping other people learn more about HTMA and learn how to help their clients better and things like that. So definitely touch base with her.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.